The ILP Intergenerational Literacy Program started in 1989. It was founded by Professor Jean Paritore, who's an associate professor of education at Boston University. And it was one of the first elements of the Boston University-Chelsea Public Schools partnership. For 20 years, Boston University managed the Chelsea Public Schools, and that partnership officially dissolved just June 30th, 2008. We were begun as a collaborative effort, and by collaborative effort, I mean that we have always been housed, located in Chelsea. The classes are offered in Chelsea. I personally am a Chelsea Public School employee, but most of our teachers and most of our tutors are undergraduate and graduate students from Boston University. In the evening, our teachers tend to be Chelsea Public School teachers during the day. So it's really a hybrid program, and we have some of the best elements, I think, of both. We're very much community-based. We have a close connection with the public schools and the teachers. We have a good sense of what's going on in the community. But at the same time, we have the university resources. So one of the things I think that makes this program unique is that we have always had a weekly seminar, professional development seminar, for our teachers and for our tutors, because the tutors are mostly undergraduates. They come from all over the university. They're not necessarily education majors, they're engineers and journalists and pre-med and pre-law. And so we have an ongoing weekly seminar. It's an hour and a half in length and really focuses on the issues that they need to know to work with the parents or with the children for our children's tutors. It's a 2-credit course for our undergraduates, so they get to take it for 2 semesters as a 2-credit course, which gets one full 4-credit course out of the way. It's been a wonderful collaboration, and we're very excited that this partnership is continuing beyond the end of the formal BU Chelsea partnership. We've, since the very beginning, we were designed as a program just to help meet the needs of local parents. And it's always been largely a Latino-based program, but not exclusively. There have always been between 15 to 25% of the learners, the adult learners who speak a first language other than Spanish. So we try very hard to find teachers and tutors who reflect the languages and cultures of the families in the ILP. Our newest learner who started last night is from North Korea. Unfortunately, we have a Korean tutor on staff who works with her. And then others of our teachers and tutors may not speak the languages of our learners, but they themselves are immigrants or grew up with parents who were immigrants. And so they have a strong understanding of the challenges that our families face. We track quite a few of them, and a lot of it's anecdotal. One way that we're able to track families is that I work very closely with the early childhood community in Chelsea. And one of the things that we've found, it's kind of an unintended outcome, is that many of our parents, after they leave this program, have gone on to become licensed family child care providers, teachers in the daycare centers, teachers in the Head Start program, or paraprofessionals in the public school system. And that's been something that's been really fun and exciting to see as time goes on. And I think some of it has to do with the predisposition of the people who come, that they are very interested in supporting their own children and become interested in working with children in general. But I also think that the background they get in focusing on education probably doesn't hurt. So we are in the process of looking longitudinally at the children of parents who participated way in past years. We have a funded research study that has 2 prongs, and 1 prong is looking at kids whose families participated between 1996 and 1999. And one of the things that we know is that our kids have the strongest effect is that there's a statistically significant higher rate of attendance. And as we all know, more time in school, more attendance in school reflects more gains in learning. So our population doesn't fully reflect the Chelsea Public School population. As I said, 80% of the kids in the Chelsea Public Schools speak a first language other than English. 100% of our children do. We don't know the education levels of the typical family in Chelsea. I think that the 2000 census data showed that 36 or 38% of the adults did not have a high school diploma. In our program, it's about 70%. that do not have a high school credential. We know that on average our parents have about 8 years of formal schooling. So we really can't, it's kind of hard to compare our kids to the larger school population, but so far the data show that they're graduating at higher rates, that they are attending, and they're attending college at higher rates. The children's program is a very important aspect of this. In the morning, we offer childcare for children ages 0 to 5. Mostly they're 2-year-olds. And in the evening, we have 2 children's classrooms, one from 0 through kindergarten and the other for 1st through 7th grade. And that's actually also available in school vacation and summer in the morning. And so that really allows parents to attend class and really be able to focus on their class because they know that their children are safe. And we see ourselves as, we're not only the entry point educationally for parents, many of whom also go on to GED programs and community college programs in addition to work, but we're also we're the entry point of education for a lot of children. We keep saying that there are a lot of children who don't scream on the first day of school as 3-year-olds because they screamed for us as 1-year-olds. And I think that's an important piece. Also, just the way that we're able to use flexible grouping because we have this rich staffing setup with the teachers and the tutors. I think that is something that I wish more programs could really try hard to find a way to connect with their local community college or other college that has work-study students or that has volunteers, because it allows us to really individualize instruction. If we have people with very specific needs, we can make up a group of 2 or 3 people who are really working with the same challenges or the same strengths, and that allows us to really build on their strengths and address their needs.